This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
McCarthy predicts debt ceiling deal will pass U.S. House of Republican, well, you pass U.S. House with Republican support. But if it does, will the stock market drop? If it doesn't, I'm assuming. If it doesn't, will the stock market drop 45% if a debt ceiling deal isn't reached?
No.
So if a debt ceiling deal isn't reached, will the stock market crash?
Yeah, I saw this going viral the other day. No. There's never been a precedent for one thing outside of a few catalysts to make the market go down that much. Now, if that happens and then they finally announce recession together, then yes. But them not reaching a debt ceiling deal, that alone won't drive the market.
Well, they reached a tentative deal.
Tentative.
So, I mean, we won't see the impact on it till tomorrow when the market opens. But we said this last week.
It's a lot of posturing.
Yeah, it looks good, but the reality is this is going to happen.
McCarthy was feeling like shoddy, respectfully. He like, listen, Biden, I'm the biggest. I control everything. What you want to do?
I need some concessions.
Get down or lay down.
We need some concessions.
And Biden fell asleep and Kamala said, okay, we'll give you a concession.
We got to have some
concessions. We always come to an agreement on a debt ceiling. Like, it's probably one of the biggest non-factors in the stock market in terms of like what will move the market overall. And once the ceiling is agreed to, it's not going to move that market much to the upside either. Still not a lot of growth there overall. Like, it will provide some calm. But leading up to it, the market has been rallying like crazy.
Yeah, I think we had one day, maybe two Fridays ago, when there was some talks that they weren't going to reach a deal.
Yeah.
And we saw the pullback. But like we said, like it makes for great news articles. It makes for great headlines. But at the end of the day, when people are using words like catastrophic, yeah. like these really big words yeah. to talk about danger. You know, on the other side of this, yeah. we're going to figure this out because we have to.
Apple missing earnings, Microsoft missing earnings, Nvidia missing earnings would have been big. If inflation goes up, war, rate hikes, those are the things that really matter.
Yeah.
All this is like tertiary information that doesn't have the impact.
You remember at the end of 2022 when everybody's analyst about what 2023 was going to look like was the first and second quarter, we're going to start seeing earners.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be negative. They're yeah. not going to come out great. People are going to really show what happened during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Now that, you know, the economy's back open, we're going to see inflation, the effects of inflation. First quarter has happened. Second quarter has happened.
Yeah.
Kind of looking okay.
Yeah.
We're kind of looking all right.
Slow and steady, we're in the race.
Yeah.
Two tech, two index, no stress.
What is one fundamental secret that you can personally use that you can share with the audience that will help them have higher gains this year?
I mean, I probably should say this for London, but I want to give y'all a free piece of advice. So whatever is going to drive the overall GDP of the United States up higher, as given to us by the White House, that's the number one sector that you have to be invested in. So last week we talked about one fundamental institutional, how much institutional buy-in you have. But like, if you can see, like one of the reasons I wasn't that big on NFTs, and I'm not going to pick on NFTs, but if the government is not behind a sector, it's not going to rise. Every boom, industrial boom we've had, automotive, education, technological, it was all pushed by the government first, as this is what we're going to put money into for the next 10 years. Mm-hmm. AI seems to be the next space. And when I saw the government was also blocking crypto, that was one of the reasons why I was like, on a fundamental side, like it has a cap for how high it could go. They seem to be behind AI because the FANG boom is over. So that social media, web 2.0, that boom is over. AI is like the next industrial revolution, if you will, and the government's going to be completely behind that. And as a result, that's a fundamental indicator you have to look at to see, okay, this is a sector that I need to be invested in. They're going to drive billions of dollars into it over the next 10 years. I need to park money there to be able to take advantage of it.
So institutional versus retail. Fine with it.
Retail does not matter.
I'm just saying, when we're looking at percentages of a company and who's investing in it.
Yep.
And this is for anybody that's like, especially for like beginning investors. Yeah. You want to see where retail money is, mm-hmm. and you want to see the percentage be larger from it.
Institution
money, right?
Absolutely.
Because they're always going to outweigh the amount of money that the retail has.
And it shows you safety. Exactly. So like if you see a company like has 80% institutional backing, it's probably one of the safest companies on earth versus where if it's like 40% and then you're finding about it on Reddit.
Yeah. Like, and then when you look at who the institutions are, especially in tech,
yeah.
A couple of names you're going to see.
Vanguard's
going to be there.
BlackRock.
BlackRock's going to be there. And then you know, okay.
Yeah.
If these institutions
State
are back
State Street to be there. Blackstone. Like once you see those.
There's safety. There's some safety there.
There's safety in there.
You said the acronym FANG.
Yeah.
And I was reading some reports that is it now time to take Netflix out and put NVIDIA in?
The FANG run is done. Meta changed their name. It was a good era. It was like Dat Piff. That era mixtape and it's done. Now we're at the Spotify playlist. I'm sorry. Apple, Microsoft. Like, I think those two alone are better. And if you go look year over year, they've outpaced for sure. Like, Apple's up 35% right now.
Yes, it is.
So I know people are like, oh, I don't like this, boring. If you don't like money, then don't put money into Apple or Microsoft. Gave you NVIDIA, great. Gave you AMD. Netflix has so much competition. I see HBO Max change their name to Max.
To Max, yeah.
There's so much consolidation. And that media space is always tough because like the first 4 or 5 years, you have a huge gain and everyone comes and competes. Not everyone has their own spinoff. Like, so you have HBO Max, Netflix, Paramount. What's Jocelyn shows on?
Is that on Zeus?
Zeus, right?
You got, is it?
Patreon.
Say, yeah.
Everybody got a subscription only
watching,
for C.
He's watching.
Jocelyn, hilarious. Come on the show, right? You got Patreon only for, it's too many. I want to be in a space where there's few competitors and there's a bunch of people that are not that don't have the access to be able to easily get in.
Yeah, Netflix did a fundamental change with the shared accounts.
Yeah.
They are charging more.
Well, I mean, well played, but it's a little too late.
Yes, yeah, it's a little late in the game.
A little late.
I mean, if you're looking for new ways to get revenue, I don't. How much are they charging? I know it was $12.99. Now, if you share passwords, depending on how many you share, I think you get charged.
Yeah. So no, I'm not sure about how much they charge.
Shout out,
I think Netflix is still a good company, but I don't think they'll go back up to the 600 level or 500 level that they were at anytime soon. They have too many competitors. It's too much TV. I want to see if a cable provider will make a comeback soon. Because now, like, if you factor in YouTube TV or, like, the premium YouTube with all the subscriptions, we're paying the same that we were paying for cable, six years ago. Yeah.
YouTube TV, it equates to it.
Yeah. So.
We'll see.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop, bag drop.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.